Shadow of the Hook by Wolfgang Wimmers. Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Wolfgang, and very soon you'll be listening to me read aloud the book I wrote called The Shadow of the Hook. It's been written part-time over a number of years, and I'm really, really happy to be getting it out in this podcast. It was written for my niece and nephew, and is also dedicated to my mum, Sandy. It's a fantasy novel for kids from 8 years and up, and also for those few adults that haven't forgotten that magic and a little mayhem truly exist. Off the beaten path, in the hidden. There's a little poetry, a lot of magic, and there's a few scary monsters along the way, but it all works out in the end. Or does it? You'll just have to wait and see. So I'm planning to release new episodes every Monday and Thursday until it's read, but for today, let's get you started with a few teasers. 3 poems that introduce some of the main characters. But that's barely a few of the characters you'll meet in The Shadow of the Hook.
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 Introducing Quilby the Gnomeling. A thick lemon lick lay atop his round head. Upon it he placed an old hat, velvet red, ensorcelled and peaked, not any old twill, for the wise and wizardly gnome known as Quill. His pointed old hat was deeply enchanted, with various wizarding winkles implanted. Its pouches were many, and held more than most, and though it looked bulky, 'twas light as a ghost. Young Quilby had talents, though not of his kin, who were miners of quarries, rare gemstones within. His power was magic. He knew a few spells, built with droppings and mushroom and hideous smells. A studious gnome with a jumble of books, not much of a miner, but much overlooked. Burdened by doubt and nerves all aflutter, Quilby the gnome, he spoke with a stutter. Now Quill had a quest. What a terrible cost! His grandfather's spellbook regrettably lost. He swore he would find it, by hook or by crook, for mysterious magic lay versed in that book. So off he then set with a fairy named Ash, who'd offered assistance as quick as a flash. Into the forest, not safe in their home, seeking the spells of an elderly gnome. Up on the hill, and under the hook, they found a dark cave on their search for the book. But as they peeked in through a split in the stone, 2 glowing green eyes, their cover was blown. Introducing Ash, the broken-winged fairy. With gingery tufts and muscles quite buff, a calm disposition, occasionally gruff, not fond of a lie nor brash balderdash, was a fearless fey fairy who called himself Ash. A furious, fast-flying fairy no more, Ash strode the forest and kept to the floor. Not up in the heavens where every bird sings, this foolhardy fairy had broken his wings. His high-flying aerial life left behind, no longer fitting with those of his kind, one wing hung loose and both nearly stumps, earthbound and sorrowful, down in the dumps. Ash, well aware of the rack of his woes, held them inside where the grief slowly grows, but pain, with beginnings of minuscule sparks, can defeat even fairies, despite their full hearts. Lonely, dishevelled, and somewhat upset, as cheerless a fairy as fairies could get, he met a young wizard, a gnomely young lad, who welcomed him in to his family pad. The gnome was called Quilby, named after a quill, and though it was freezing with wintry chill, the two of them set off in search of a book. Loneliness lessened under the hook. Reaching a crag, they came to a stop, a cavern before them, just over a drop. They peeked in a crack, a damp cavern seen, but to their surprise were 2 eyes glowing green.
Oh.
Introducing the Grubble. Grubble the Troll sat in slop on the ground, then, touching his tongue to the roof of his brow, slathered his sludge with each dolloping drip, and pondered the plunder he grasped in his grip. He sloshed off some slime with a swish of his sway. It pooled in the pit where his bottom had lay. His strong scaly stump slowly stretched as he stood, and he gaped at his treasure, as treasure is good. His glimmering eyes set the hollow alight, the dull glinting gleam of gold in his sight. He looked high and low for a safe stashing place, till he sniffed a new smell, not his putrid old waste. The Grubble's eyes narrowed, for what was that sound? An eye to the air, and his ear to the ground. He drew back his lips and bared his spiked teeth, all ragged and rotten and rancid beneath. His boils began bubbling, his rashes aglow, his anger and sanity all set to blow. He scanned his surrounds, up, down, front and back, to spot snooping eyes peering through a rock crack. At first he seemed placid, but that was pretend. The thought of intruders here made his mind rend. But he kept well his cool, calmly plucked his earwax, then sprang to confront the eyes peering through cracks. The face of a fairy and that of a gnome, secretly spying to swipe from his home. The snoopers skedaddled, no time to lament. He bared his sharp teeth and smelt for their scent.